This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House releasing a rough transcript of a telephone call that's come under scrutiny between President Trump and the President of Ukraine in July. Last night, Vice President Mike Pence was talking about the release of that transcript.
Our leader has to have the ability to have candid conversation with leaders around the world. But at the end of the day, this was a moment for transparency. This was a moment to give the American people the facts.
Pence speaking there on Lou Dobbs Tonight. Meanwhile, after President Trump asked the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden and his son, the former VP said the newly released summary of that call proves that President Trump committed an impeachable offense. Meanwhile, the whistleblower complaint that phone call sparked is likely to be released to the public later today. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas has executed a man convicted of killing his wife and stepsons 12 years ago. Robert Sparks died by lethal injection yesterday at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. The 45-year-old Sparks told police he repeatedly stabbed his wife and two stepsons at their home in Dallas back in 2007, and he also admitted raping his two stepdaughters, who were both younger than 14 at the time. The Senate is again voting to block President Trump from taking money for military construction projects and using it to build a border wall. 11 Republicans voting with Democrats yesterday to override the president's national emergency declaration to seize those funds. And two cultural touchstones are 50 today. From the world of music, it's the anniversary of the Beatles' classic Abbey Road's release, and it's been 50 years since the Brady Bunch premiered on TV. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
17 states now suing the Trump administration over cutting back the Endangered Species Act. The states say rules scheduled to take effect today would weaken current protections, and they argue the new rules increase the risk of extinction for endangered species and their habitats. Severe storms and at least one suspected tornado tore through parts of west-central Wisconsin on Tuesday night, and yesterday the governor, Tony Evers, was visiting the impacted areas. His takeaways from that visit?
The people of Wisconsin and, you know, people of Wheaton and other areas around here step to the plate, help out the neighbors. The roads are getting cleared. There's lots of people helping out every single place we went.
While there was some serious damage done by the storms, luckily there were no serious injuries reported. Governor Tom Wolf says he's now in support of legalizing recreational marijuana in the state of Pennsylvania. Wolf says he's urging the state legislature to consider legalization after releasing a report from the lieutenant governor's statewide listening tour earlier this year. And an interesting new study finds milk keeps people hydrated better than water does. Scottish researchers finding it's more hydrating as it contains lactose, protein, and fat, which help keep hydration happening over a longer period. Remember to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Barry White and the Love Theme Orchestra. That's, I think this is what this country needs, just a little bit of love to balance out the vitriol that's coming our way totally unhinged. Thank you very much to the Democratic Party. Bob Beaupre, the political analyst, former congressman and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer, and just a genuine great guy, is back with us. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great, thank you. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, doing wonderful, but I tell you, I have to really monitor the amount of TV time I'm putting in these days because of all the reporting over this. Well, I'm telling you, it's totally nuts. Everything's getting impeached these days.
Yeah, there is no middle ground. I was talking to a candidate for Congress just last night, a fine young lady I've known for a long time. She was in Utah, and she was genuinely questioning whether she wants to go through with this.
Right.
This path to Congress, because the environment is so toxic, so bitter. I saw the Senator Rick Scott, former Governor Rick Scott from Florida, on TV yesterday, and he said, "You know, I've only been here 9 months, but we don't do anything." You can just tell the frustration boiling over, because it is all consumed by this hatred. It's beyond just disagreements and disfavor with Donald Trump. There's this uncontrollable venom that they've got now.
Well, you figure a guy like Trey Gowdy, who you can't help but respect his background,
right. He's
got so frustrated. I mean, who wants to go to a job where you don't have a fair chance to exercise your gifts to be successful at it, to be in a stalemate there? I mean, it takes some really special character. I mean, first of all, I mean, even from Donald Trump's standpoint, as a president of the United States, and he goes there as a very successful businessman, and says, okay, I think I can make this work. And after the first week, and you and I talked about this before, he came out of the Rose Garden, and the media says, "Hey, Mr. President, how's it going?" The look on his face was like, oh, my God, he had been to hell and back. He goes, "This is a mess. It's worse than I thought." And that look on his face was quite telling.
Yeah, and it certainly hadn't gotten any better. The Democrats, Pelosi and company, this week especially, I guess every week, are continually saying we'll get to this constitutional crisis. Donald Trump, she says, has betrayed his oath of office, betrayed our national security, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you who's betraying the American people. It is Congress.
It is,
There is a constitutional requirement that they pass a budget, that they pass appropriations bills on time, so that the business of government can function, and they're not doing doing any of that.
Exactly.
Nothing. Nothing.
Well, and how are they hurting us, Bob, on a national security level with the kind of junk they're doing right now? I mean, they are compromising communications between our president and leaders because of what they're doing with all their antics right now.
Thank you for pointing that out. Now, exactly. Which foreign leader wants to have a conversation that you think is private? That you think is confidential between you and the leader of the free world, the President of the United States. Who wants to do that? Now, you're absolutely correct, Bill, to point that out. This is very, very destructive territory they're going into, but of course they don't care. Right? Mm-hmm. The path that they want to follow is whatever it takes to take down this president. Install some Democrat in one of the cast of house that are seeking that job.
Well, the damage that they're doing is incredible. It's extraordinary. I mean, I'm hoping the voters will have some sort of intervention with the Democrats, and they may get it soon, or they may have to wait till 2020. But by then, the Democratic Party being led over the cliff by AOC and the squad, because it is pretty well accepted that Nancy Pelosi is no longer the leader of the Democratic caucus, that it's AOC that's driving the bus here.
You're right, and anybody who's not seeing that really isn't studying the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
She blasted Nancy Pelosi end of last week for her inaction, and guess what Pelosi does? She caves.
Yeah, but then even then, Bob, what she did is really kind of a non-deal because, and this is why. Leader McCarthy, the minority leader, came out and called her on it and said, wait a minute, you cannot, you're upending the rules here. For you, in order to proceed and do what it is that you're asking your committee, six committees to do, it's got to be approved by the House, and you haven't even brought it to vote.
Another excellent point. These are the people that are talking about the damage being done to the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
and here they are caught doing exactly that. She just declares we're going to open an official impeachment inquiry, whatever the heck that means.
Mm-hmm.
McCarthy is right. You have to have a vote of the House. I don't see, I think, put this in proper context. I mean, what were the six House committees already doing that are investigating Trump one way or the other?
Right.
Other than looking for something that they can then all... jump up and down on the steps of the Capitol with and say, aha, we found the smoking gun.
Right.
Well, they have been looking for that since the night of Donald Trump was elected. They wanted to take him down.
Well, based on the evidence, even before then, during his campaign, there were shenanigans going that all the tentacles seemed to run. John Solomon and others that have been investigating Sarah Carter, the tentacles go right through the Oval Office. There's just no denying it. Real quick, I want to play this soundbite. This is interesting because we're going to go back and roll back a little bit of history. Let's go back to 1998 during the Clinton impeachment era. And listen to what a young, or at least a younger, Nancy Pelosi had to say about impeachment.
Today, the Republican majority is not judging the president with fairness, but impeaching him with a vengeance. In the investigation of the president, fundamental principles which Americans hold dear, privacy, fairness, checks and balances, have been seriously violated. And why? Because we are here today because the Republicans in the House are paralyzed with hatred. Until the Republicans free themselves of this hatred, our country will suffer.
Wow. That was then, Bob Oupre?
Yeah, well, I think you could find similar statements that are conflicting. acting from the likes of Gerald Nadler, from Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer especially, Bob, he said, he says, I fear the day will come when the tables will turn, essentially. Well, Chuck Schumer, you are a prophet with some credibility, because that's exactly what's happening to America and to your party right now, sadly. Bob Beaupre continues with us on the other side of the break. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife who was diagnosed with leukemia. She's now a two-time survivor. They ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they're so thankful for that, how people came together to meet their needs. MediShare works, and it can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
And independence, just the way you like to hear from us every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, God willing. The former Colorado congressman and businessman, Bob Beaupre, continues with us. Robert, we were just talking about offline the five-page report that was was laid out. The president released the telephone conversation, and from what we understand, based on the researchers and people who do this for a living and have done this, this is a pretty accurate assessment and report of the conversation between the Ukrainian president and our president.
I have no reason to believe that it isn't accurate. That's what these people that listen into these conversations are paying for.
And of course, the response from the Democrats is that's still not enough.
It's never enough. It won't be enough until they see Donald Trump exiting the White House for the last time. I mean, that's what they're after, however they can get from here to there. I read that that transcribed report of the phone call, and there's no way that you can look at that transcript objectively and come to any conclusion other than that these are two leaders of their nations that obviously have high respect for each other, that are having a very friendly and open conversation. If somebody wants to read pressure into that, that somehow Donald Trump was pressuring Zelensky, even he says, I didn't feel any.
Right, exactly.
You can't come to that conclusion. This is the kind of conversation that undoubtedly happens all the time between leaders of nations, and it was that, period, stop. If you want to find one where pressure was applied, go look again, and I'm sure you have. Go look again at what Joe Biden did.
Exactly. Well, Peter Schweitzer reported on this last year in his book Secret Empires, and so it's been out there, and people have been talking about it for over 2 years. But it's just one of those things that's kind of laid dormant, and then all of a sudden it comes up. And you're exactly right. If Donald Trump would have done what Joe Biden did, game over. Game over.
Biden's got the chutzpah to step in front of cameras and brag about it.
Exactly.
And don't forget that his son clipping a $50,000 a month coupon is connected to all of this. I mean, good heavens.
Well, Bob, help me out here.
Outraged. How about that?
Help me out here. Here's the other thing that nobody's saying anything about. This is how cheap the Bidens are. Okay, the son is going overseas to go do business with two states, two countries that we're doing business with on behalf of the American people. Now, do you think that he would fly first class commercial in a different plane? Oh no, he's gonna hop a ride on his dad's plane that is going to the countries in the name of the United States, and he's gonna do some backdoor business. I mean, this thing is so shady
and
cheap.
He didn't know anything about it, right?
Right, sure, right.
I mean, and yet Donald Trump's got a problem? No, I don't.
You got to really relinquish the capacity and any kind of mind power to buy into that.
Yep. Reality, objectivity, they all have to.
It's all suspended. Yep, exactly. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. This whole deal is such a ruse, and I got to tell you, Biden's done. He's already done. I mean, he's.
I think he is toast. I was looking at Real Clear Politics, and his numbers were higher when he was announced, before he announced, than they have ever been since, and they continue to trend downward.
What is he doing? He's down double digits in what, 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah,
I mean, he's been plummeting.
He's down over 12 points. Warren seems to be picking up some of his vanishing support, and Kamala Harris's support that seems to be evaporating too.
Right. I'm gonna miss his gaffes though, Bob. I look forward to his gaffes.
Yeah, all you got to do is watch Joe Biden's daily clips instead of late night television to get your laughs.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then here you've got Elizabeth Warren, who is going to get picked off because of the Pocahontas deal. I mean, right now, Biden's covering her. You know, that's not yeah. really even hit the deal. But cultural appropriation and what she did and her soft apology with a beer isn't going to make it. I mean, it's going to run through the scrutiny. And I don't know that she handles the gauntlet. And, you know, then who's left? Are they going to default to Bernie? And Bernie, it's like he's run out of gas. I mean, he has nothing left to give away because they keep upping one another as to how much they're going to give away of our money, right?
Yeah, I don't think Bernie works. I don't know if they end up looking again at Buttigieg. I don't know where they go. But I think they've got a problem, and Donald Trump is loving every minute of it. You know, and then we haven't even touched on their wacky agenda. I mean, you're going to take away everybody's private health insurance. They're going to ban fracking on day one. Eliminate all the student loan debt, free college for everybody, no border security. Yeah. Where reparations, is America, especially that Rust Belt area that elected Donald Trump, and those red-blooded Americans are going to buy that kind of an agenda? I don't.
You know, and you're not even talking Second Amendment here.
Yeah.
And throw that into the mix.
Yeah, The Democrats, every wacky idea, if Elizabeth Warren is their solution of the day, she has wrapped her arms around every wacky leftist, progressive, extreme idea that they throw up. And throw up is probably...
I was going to say, that's not Freudian.
I mean, she's got them all. This is shaping up, I think, just exactly probably, what a painful thing to go through, but exactly how Donald Trump probably wants his re-election campaign to shape up. But they're way over there and out of touch with a good share of America.
Well, Bob, I will say this in sad part. I mean, I know some people think, oh, good, you know, get the Democrats out of the way. Look, we live in a two-party system. You know, having opposite views is not painful. I mean, if we can talk about it, I mean, we need people at the table with all views considered. I mean, this is why the First Amendment is so doggone important. And we need representation from all these different sides. And what's going to happen is the Democratic Party right now is going over the cliff. They're crashing and burning. And boy, they're going to have to rebuild themselves. And meanwhile, this is going to be at the cost of America, because when we need them on the field of play, participating in the conversation, they're going to be mending wounds. They're going to be fixing, you know, broken body parts and trying to reconstruct their party. That is something I see down the road. And I've mentioned that to some of my friends. Oh, Bill, you're just being too combative. No, I'm being real about this because, as you know, you've been in Congress. When both parties, when you have a source of disparate viewpoints, you produce better policies and better better politics occurs when you have that kind of cooperation taking place.
You're so right. I've said it publicly before. I wrote it in my book that I published a few years back. Part of America's success, the secret to us becoming the greatest nation on God's green earth, has been that we have largely been served by two healthy, strong, stable, thoughtful political parties over those years. And without two healthy, stable, thoughtful political parties, America's in jeopardy. We're in jeopardy right now.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, we're limping along, as you said, not getting the people's business done. And the voters are taking notes and writing down names. And look, we've got an election, a serious election coming up. And if we're really going to make America truly great again, look, we need everybody on deck. This is a crisis of epic proportions that can be solved only by we the people. Bob Beaupre, Colorado Congressman, former on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House releasing a rough transcript of a telephone call that's come under scrutiny between President Trump and the President of Ukraine in July. Last night, Vice President Mike Pence was talking about the release of that transcript.
Our leader has to have the ability to have candid conversation with leaders around the world. But at the end of the day, this was a moment for transparency. This was a moment to give the American people the facts.
Pence speaking there on Lou Dobbs Tonight. Meanwhile, after President Trump asked the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden and his son, the former VP said the newly released summary of that call proves that President Trump committed an impeachable offense. Meanwhile, the whistleblower complaint that phone call sparked is likely to be released to the public later today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the fight you've been looking for, ladies and gentlemen. You want to get this country back on track? You thought it was going to be easy? The deep state has been well ensnared and entrenched in our government for decades, and this is a fight. This is a serious fight, but one worth fighting for when you think about the kind of country we're going to hand off to the next generation and to our grandkids. Megan Barth is with us. She is the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, also the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Doing great. This is like, hey, where do we begin here? I mean, Joe Biden's nightmare just beginning, and I think you can pretty much put a fork in his campaign. What do you say?
Well, yeah, because actually the quote-unquote evidence, which is nothing more than hearsay, is trying to be used as a distraction by this quote-unquote whistleblower in order to bring down the presidency and change the results of the election in 2016. The Democrats would rather cause more damage to this country than just simply wait for an election in a year in order to get their impeachment dreams made a reality should they win a national election.
Right.
Joe Biden really was his own whistleblower when he publicly made a statement on an international stage regarding his extortion of the Ukrainian official who was in charge of investigating his son. So this plays very badly, not only for the country, but for Joe Biden. But we're not having hearings about Joe Biden today, are we?
No, we're not. And all that stuff is being decided by the voters. I mean, look what's happening. His approval ratings and what they're projecting now, he is trailing Elizabeth Warren. I mean, he's taken a big hit here. But to your earlier point about the Democrats and their desperation to take over the White House, they don't care what it takes. Joe Biden, the fact of the matter is, they didn't want Joe Biden. They were just hoping that he might be some in the party, in terms of moderates, were just hoping that he might be able to be the last man standing and be the default candidate. But right now he is the default candidate in as much as that he's collateral damage on their desperate attempt and road to the White House.
Right, and when you look, and I've been paying attention to social media and following the Marxist left, or the socialist left, or the communist left, however you want to splice it.
Yeah, the whole big tent, yes.
Right, they have a big tent of communist, Marxist, socialist, anti-Semites. What a great tent. I've been watching the Marxist left, and they have been behind Elizabeth Warren day one. So the power players within the structure of the Democrat National Committee, those who receive the millions of dollars from all of their benefactors, are the ones, and the unions as well, are behind Warren. Joe Biden, this wasn't a setup necessarily by the Democrats, but I do believe that Joe Biden set himself up in order to be the low-hanging fruit, by his own words, mm-hmm. So the Democrats could get him out of the way and then push Warren to the forefront.
Right. And I love your characterization. I love your characterization. You're exactly right. He was his own whistleblower on all this deal. The thing is that blows me away, and they're not saying anything about this. I mentioned it to the former Congressman Bob Rupre a moment ago, and it bears repeating, Megan, is that when Joe Biden goes to meet with Ukraine and also China, his son or the family is so cheap, he can't even go on a different plane. He goes on Air Force Two, the people's plane, and he's doing his own personal business. I mean, nobody is talking about that. It's like, wait a minute, you've got to be kidding me. You've got the vice president's son accompanying the vice president. People go, well, you know, it's some have a moment of reasonability. Some of these commentators go, yeah, the optics are kind of bad. You think optics? I mean, if it had been Donald Trump, he'd put a fork in him. He'd be done.
You have to kind of sit back and scratch your head and say, what does Hunter Biden know about energy or the natural gas industry? And why is he sitting on a board of an energy company like Burisma?
Yeah.
Perhaps if he was on the board of, a drug cartel,
yeah.
That seems to be his history.
A little bit more appropriate.
That would make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if Donald Trump Jr., for example, flew with Donald Trump on Air Force One, or Mike Pence's kid mm-hmm. flew on Air Force Two and all of a sudden landed on the board of a country's company, Burisma, which is a Ukrainian company. If he landed on a board of a country that they were advocating for or had political influence over, this would be a national scandal, and rightfully so,
exactly.
Of epic proportions.
And why would Barack Obama allow this to happen in his administration? I mean, says the person also when he makes that statement, remembers all that Hillary did. So maybe it's a rhetorical question.
Well, I mean, when you look at the, not a smidge of corruption.
Yes.
Yeah. Why did Barack Obama expand the intelligence from one agency to over six mm-hmm. Agencies on his way out the door as far as who had access to sensitive information? Why did Barack Obama use Eric Holder as a weapon against many companies across this country? Why did Barack Obama allow the FBI to conduct a counterintelligence operation based on political opposition research paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. You know, Barack Obama is certainly no saint, but he's certainly quiet lately, isn't he?
Yeah, very quiet.
So is Hunter Biden. Where is Hunter Biden? Where are all of the friendlies in the press pining for an interview with Hunter Biden? You know, he has got plenty of friendlies in the press. He could go out and try to save his father and save his name as well, and not a peep out of Hunter Biden. He's kind of in a witness protection program somewhere.
Exactly. Well, and here it is. You know, I love the play on one hand with Donald Trump declassifying, you know, the conversation, and now we got a declassification of the whistleblower's document, and you coincide the conversation with what this hearsay-based whistleblower has to say, and it's like, wait a minute, they don't match up.
No, they don't match up. And again, we have to say this is not a whistleblower. By every sense of the word or definition of whistleblower, this is not a whistleblower.
Yes.
This is a political hack that was found by the IG to have political bias, who had a favor of some Democrat candidate over President Trump,
mm-hmm.
who heard something from somebody somewhere and then used... as part of his complaint, press sources as evidence.
Yes.
Like from the New York Times, the Washington
right.
Post, who have been caught in numerous compromising journalistic integrity, journalistic malpractice situations. And so
it's like, you know,
by any.
Yeah, it's kind of like what Nancy Pelosi, remember Nancy Pelosi taught us about the wrap-up smear? She even trained the press on that idea, how that worked. And this seems like that strategy all over again, that you go out there, you send a bomb off, and you get the media to report on it, and that gives it credibility because they reported on it. I mean, this is going over and over again, the same thing that they keep doing repeatedly, what they've done with the Mueller investigation, what they've done with the Russian hoax and all this, is they put this stuff out there, and of course the New York Times and other very willing advocates and water carriers for the Democratic propaganda machine, they pick it up, and suddenly that has credibility that, in the FBI's case, they can take it to the FISA court and say, you see, everybody's already talking about it. The very thing that they put into motion themselves, you know. It's amazing.
Well, exactly, and what we're seeing is the wrap-up smear, and if this doesn't work, and if this doesn't get any legs, there'll be another one, because the Democrats hate this president more than they love this country.
I mean, just last week we were talking about an impeachment for Kavanaugh, lest we forget. We've got Megan Barth with us, and she'll be back after this. Stay with us. The Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This is sponsored by Abbott. Each year, more than 48 million Americans undergo a surgery. What many don't realize is that preparing for surgery is like training for a marathon. It's important to make sure your body has the strength and energy it needs to help you get back on your feet. Dr. Paul Wischmeyer, professor of anesthesiology and surgery at Duke University, has seen firsthand how nutrition can have a beneficial impact on people's recovery.
A common misconception is people should avoid eating in the days and hours before surgery. But scientific evidence and guidelines, like those from the American Society for Enhanced Recovery, now recommend specific nutrition drinks in the weeks prior, the day of, and weeks after surgery to improve patient outcomes.
Abbott's Ensure Surgical Bundle can help you regain your strength after a procedure. It includes specially designed nutrition drinks to support immune health and help your body prepare for and recover from surgery so you can get back to living your life. Learn more at Ensure.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
You know, with all this stuff unredacted, it is out there. We've got the conversation script out now. The complaint by the alleged whistleblower is out there. I guess the only thing that's missing right now, Megan Barth, is President Trump's head on a stake.
Well, if they could have that, they certainly would. I mean, look what Bill Weld said.
Yeah.
On one of the major news networks that basically the president should be executed for treason.
Sure.
And this is coming from a quote-unquote Republican, which Bill Weld ran on the Libertarian ticket. So I don't appreciate actually him calling himself a Republican.
Exactly.
Part of the compromise of how the Republican Party, you know, we're a big tent, but, you know, you also have Bernie Sanders running as a Democrat on the Democrat ticket, and he's a socialist or a communist. And so we were talking off the air about really what the problem has been and how we've gotten to this point. And I contend, along with Trevor Loudon, that we've completely ignored the communists in our midst.
Exactly.
And that's exactly, you know, my great-grandfather was fighting communists. My grandfather was fighting communists. My father was fighting communists.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been fighting communists for quite some time, and when we have an infiltration of Marxist communists and socialists within the most higher offices of our land, elected officials, including bureaucrats,
mm-hmm.
That have been placed strategically within our intelligence agencies, we even had John Brennan, who voted for a communist, somehow passed the smell test, and was then confirmed to be head of one of the most powerful intelligence agencies in the world.
Amazing.
Man who voted for a communist.
Yes.
And so that's how we've gotten to the place we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the infiltration within the Democrat Party isn't so subversive anymore. It's out in the open.
Oh, it really has. I mean, we can be thankful for Donald Trump for that, because Trevor Loudon for years has been saying, I remember the first time he told me, he says, Bill, he says, there's over 100 card-carrying elected Democrats in our government right now. I said, well, card-carrying Democrats who are Democratic Socialists. I said, how do they put their hand on the Bible and swear to defend the United States of America against, against anybody, any enemy, foreign or domestic? How do they do that? And well, you know, they cross their fingers or whatever, you know, King's X. But they do. There's no sense of loyalty and integrity and honesty, because the end game for them is Marxism. It is communism, as you said. And it is amazing how they have permeated every aspect of our government. And you're talking, you know, as this has happened. And I asked him, I said, you know, this has been a steady progression. And you think that, you know, with Joe McCarthy, when Joe McCarthy was, as you remember, you look back and you watch those hearings that took place, and you thought, man, maybe a lot of that stuff got cleaned up and everything. He goes, no, it was just put on pause. And look what happened. Once, you know, McCarthy was out of there, it went by the wayside, and then there was just straight up, you know, accommodation, in much the same way that we've accommodated radical Muslim representation in our government, and why we have the squad right now. And, you know, it's like, when are we going to figure out that we cannot dance with the enemy and think that somehow we're not going to, you know, pay some price?
Well, exactly. And I think that there has been somewhat of an awakening, not only within this country of the election of Donald Trump, but also within the Republican Party itself. I mean, just in the last 48 hours since this story broke, the RNC has raised $7 million.
Yes, over $7 million.
From small donors.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are coming in very small donations, which tells me that the American people aren't as stupid as the communist left needs us to be, as well as their apparatchik, which is the press.
Exactly.
And so Jonathan Gruber reminded us, or basically told us, that the Democrat Party relied on the stupidity of the American people in order to pass Obamacare. Remember, that was
right, exactly.
Life, and now they don't talk about it anymore.
Well, we became from stupid, then we became deplorable.
Right, and now we're despicable, according to Cory Gardner that I believe said that? Yes.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now we're the despicables. This is the Democrat Party in a nutshell. All you have to do is listen to their words. You don't even need to follow their actions. They have a disdain for the American people, in so much so as that they're willing to overthrow a U.S. election in order to gain power. And do you feel any more safe, though, of having all of the transmits and conversations between presidents and foreign leaders now
exactly.
available?
Exactly. No, this is such a compromise on our national security. Exactly. I agree with you. No, this is...
Macron, mm-hmm. And then it was Merkel, and then it was the Australian prime minister. Okay, so now we have the Ukrainian president who's been compromised. So who... Do you think at any of these hearings we'll find out who the spy is within that has direct access to communications, like eavesdropping on the president? Do you think maybe that guy was placed in a bureaucratic position by John Brennan, who voted for a communist, or Barack Obama?
Well, of course, these are all Obama holdovers. That's what Trump has been trying to get rid of from day one. But just like, if you remember, when James Comey had mentioned that in the early days of the administration, as they were transitioning into power, into the Oval Office, he knew that their guard was down. Did he give a warning to the president? No, he took it as an advantage that he could get some inside information to continue to support this, this Russian collusion deal, right? So that's the attitude. We've got too many apparatchiks within our government that are antithetical to making America great. They're antithetical and adversarial towards the president of the United States. And, you know, God bless Donald Trump. And thank God we've been able to do, and I say we, you know, his administration and the people have been able to accomplish what has been able to be accomplished in such a short period of time. And it's by the grace of God and by the, you know, by the level of expertise of Donald Trump to allow us to even affect anything to any measure because of all this resistance that he's had to deal with.
Yeah, this whistleblower is nothing more than probably a disgruntled resistor who voted for Hillary Clinton. But it's not only God bless Donald Trump, it's God save Donald Trump. God save this country.
Yes.
Because we are watching a complete destruction of intelligence agencies, intelligence communications, the rule of law. You know, the Democrats are so concerned about process, but yet they're basically airing all of the dirty laundry. Their own, not their own dirty laundry.
Although some of their dirty laundry is coming out, as you reported at ReaganBabe.com, about how the Democrats wrote to the Ukrainian government back in May of 2018. These are the Democrats writing to the Ukrainian government, urging them to continue investigations into Donald Trump's alleged collusion with Russia in the 2016 presidential campaign. So what does that tell you? Go ahead.
Yeah, Patrick Leahy, who hasn't met a drink he never liked, you've got Dickie Durbin, who's just a communist from Illinois. And then you had Robert Menendez, who's never met a Dominican hooker he didn't like, decided to write a letter to the Ukrainian, attorney general, if you will, back in May of 2018, basically saying, to interfere in this election. But it's okay when the Democrats do it.
Yeah. I mean, really, really interfere in the election. Really. Not allegedly, not even, you don't have to stretch the brain to say, you see, he said that. See how when he paused there, Megan, I'm telling you, he was putting, mob-like pressure on him. That's what that signals. You got to be kidding.
Right. So now Donald Trump has been accused of mafia-like tactics. That's the latest talking point. Shakedown tactics. Mob type of. No, the mob is the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party continually uses the word democracy. Well, basically, democracy means mob. We are not a democracy. We are a republic.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats, because they lost power, now want to destroy not only the intelligence agencies and the very fabric of this country, but they want to destroy the Senate. If they want to abolish the Electoral College in order to give Hillary Clinton a win or any Democrat a win because they gain votes in California or New York, then how are these senators going to have a job? So, it's really interesting to see how they want to abolish the Electoral College, and then you look at the news and California has to remove 2 million voters from its voter registration rules because of how the registration rules are compromised by either non-residents or non-citizens. Well,
or maybe even some non-living people.
Correct.
Exactly.
But Hillary Clinton claims she won the popular vote. Well, without California, she wouldn't have won Jack.
Right.
And so 2 million votes, perhaps, would be removed, right? 2 million voters from the voter registration rolls. So this is the corruption that we're up against. And if there were any Republican worth their salt, not someone like Bill Weld, but any Republican in power needs to support this president, or it will be the downfall of this country.
Well, it really is this serious. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
I mean, and we can see the evidence is clear and it's indisputable what the Democrats, as Lindsey Graham pointed out during the Kavanaugh hearings, if you remember, he called them out for their lust of power, that they have such a lust for power that they would do anything. And he says, I hope to God you don't get it.
Well, exactly. And we got to pray to God that they don't, because we would have never known this amount of corruption within our FBI, NSA, CIA, and the executive and legislative branch if it weren't for Donald Trump.
You imagine 8 years of Hillary Clinton, where we'd be?
We wouldn't have a republic left because we wouldn't have been able to keep it.
Well, Megan Barth, we got to leave it right there. ReaganBabe.com is where you want to go for more information. Megan Barth, thank you. Appreciate it.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I...